Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Quick one, I'm just on my way back from preschool drop-off, and yesterday raised something in me and it's provoked a lot of thought, and I thought it may provoke something in you, so here I am. And I'm kind of trying to be cautious here because I don't want to make anyone feel shame, as usual. But I also, I just need to say it. Okay, so I had a client last year who couldn't see a commitment through financially. And I had said to them, that's okay. I know that you are good for it. And so we'll just kind of continue. And it took a while, but they came back yesterday with, and they were good for it. I knew they were good for it because this person has self-integrity, and I knew that she would see good her commitment when she could. And so I trusted that, and I trusted my instincts on it. And she did, right? And it raised this question about self-integrity within me. And I wanted to explore this a little bit with you guys because I feel like there's always these areas in our life where we're not in integrity and where we can find ourselves hiding or avoiding, right? Head in the sand, avoiding confrontation, avoiding a person because we've said something and we don't want to see it through, or we can't see it through and we feel shame. And so it perpetuates this thing where we go into kind of hiding. And I see this happen all the time, and it's not just around money stuff. So it's not just when like a client ghosts or can't make good on their payments. You know, it also happens. I do it sometimes where I commit to doing something work-wise and then I don't see the commitment through. And it feels shit. Like it feels shit, and then we feel ashamed, and then it makes us less likely to show up, you know? So I was thinking actually about where, because I had two clients last year not be able to make good on their commitment, and one did ghost and is yet to return, and the other obviously came back and was like, here I am and I'm making good. And the difference is the person who ends up making good on their commitment isn't just making up good on their commitment to me, but they're making good on their commitment to themselves and their ability to see something through. And on the other flip of this, the person who ghosts and disappears isn't making good on their commitment to them. So nothing is going to really change for them because they're not showing up, right? And this is nothing to do with me. I don't care either way. You know, I have reconciled that the money is either going to come to me or it's not, and that's okay. It is actually not really about me, and I had said yes to these commitments, so there is responsibility on me too, right? So I just want to put that out there, right? Like, I'm not a victim to this, and I'm not just, you know, that's not what this is about. This is about self-integrity. And I looked back on my life to see where perhaps I had been in integrity before and where I hadn't, and I have been in both, and I think we all have experienced both sides, right? Where we have seen something through and the relief of that, like making that last payment on a loan, or you know, like making good on a commitment that we made, actually feels really good just to be like, so for example, with the Office Collective, the debt that I'd accumulated, I didn't declare bankruptcy. I continued to pay it off, and I paid it off for 5 years. And I can tell you the feeling of making that last payment was like joyous, joyous celebration, because it was like, oh my God, yes, I finished. That chapter is now behind me, and it just opened up this whole new world where I don't feel personally I would have been able to do that if I had declared bankruptcy. And this is no judgment on anyone else who has declared bankruptcy. We do what we do, what we need to do in that moment. But for me, I knew that I needed to see this, failure through all the way to the end in order for me to be fully free of it. I needed to honor my commitment to the idea, even though it didn't work. I needed to honor my commitment to it and to myself. But there have also been times, so we all know that feeling, right? We all know that feeling of like joyous celebration when we're paying the last payment on our mortgage, or we're, you know, paying off a payment plan, or we've managed to pay back debt. And that can be debt, energetic debt, or it can be financial debt, right? Like, it doesn't have to be, this isn't just about money. And then I looked at my life in the times where I haven't seen good on a commitment, where I have ghosted on someone, where I have avoided my responsibility. And those things, even 20 years later, are energetically still there. I still feel shame around it. I still feel, I still feel it as a energetically open gate or something, you know, where it's still weighing on me. And I don't want to feel that way. So I'm just pulling up in my driveway. I'm actually thinking and going back through time and thinking about those people that, all those situations that I've ghosted on, and if there's still energetic loopholes there, if they're still taking up energetic space for me, closing them, repaying the debt, or really being okay with letting it go. So that's what I want to bring to the table today. I want you to have a think about and have a look at your life and see if there are places where you are not honoring commitments that you made to yourself or others, right? Like, I'm not talking about like taking on this heavy duty or responsibility for something you committed to but you didn't really want to do. Like, I'm talking about those things that you, because that doesn't matter, right? That's inconsequential. Just own up to the fact that, you know, just own the fact that you didn't actually want that and say no, and that's it, right? But for those things where you have not seen through a commitment you made to yourself or to someone else that actually meant something, and that is taking up, most importantly, that is still taking up energetic space, something that you just can't avoid. It keeps popping back into your head every now and then, whether that is years apart or, you know, seconds apart. If it's taking up energetic space, it's time to like turn to it, have a look within you and see how you can come into integrity in it. How can you make right the wrong? How can you face what you've been avoiding? And how can you honor yourself in the process? Because this is not about the person that you owe. It's about you, your self-integrity. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.